Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the April-May issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, you'll hear five questions for narrator Therese Plummer. Then we'll have reviews in Young Adult Listening, including reviews of Earphones winner Concrete Rose by Angie Thomas, read by Dion Graham, and The Black Friend by Frederick Joseph, read by Mibaka Yohannes. Let's get right to it. Five questions with narrator Therese Plummer by Candace Levy. Therese Plummer reigns supreme as a narrator of multiple audiobook series. You may be most familiar with her performance of romantic fiction, but Therese's voice is also recognized to fans of paranormal mystery, thriller, and fantasy series. And Therese, of course, has narrated plenty of standalone audiobooks, including general fiction, children's stories, and nonfiction. Reviewers and casual listeners alike count on Therese to home in on the key mood of a story. She delivers all the feelings in a romance and builds the tensions and drama in a thriller while also capturing the characters' personalities. The audiobooks I recommend today highlight Therese's talent and the range of her work. Five audiobooks. It's impossible to talk about Therese without mentioning Robin Carr. The connection between narrator and author is near perfect, and though Therese has performed many of Carr's novels, the Virgin River series is usually the first to come to mind. Starting with Virgin River, which introduces listeners to the town and to the central characters, this feel-good romantic fiction series set in Northern California is a fan favorite. Therese's consistent characterizations, heartfelt delivery, and respect for Carr's work shine across all 21 audiobooks. The most recent entry, Return to Virgin River, features a woman who moves to town to work and heal after her mother's death. She's surprised to find new friends, a love of animals, and a budding romance. The dysfunctional Perkins family is the focus of Amanda Eyre Ward's The Jet Setters. The Reese's Book Club pick and Earphones Award winner is about a widowed mother of a certain age who hopes to reconnect with her grown children on a Mediterranean cruise. Each family member has a secret. For example, the son is gay and the younger daughter is contemplating divorce, which is revealed over the course of the shipboard vacation. Therese successfully portrays the character's complex emotions and links listeners to the tough contemporary issues faced by the Perkinses. Although A Reasonable Doubt is the third installment in Philip Margolin's Robin Lockwood thriller series set in Portland, Oregon, it can be listened to as a standalone story. When a Las Vegas magician asks Lockwood, a top-notch lawyer, to help him obtain a patent on an illusion, she ends up becoming involved in a complicated case of murder, theft, and deception. Therese, who also narrated the earlier books in the series, creates distinct voices for the characters, keeping listeners engaged and on track as they try to figure out whether Lockwood's disappearing acts are sleight of hand or something more sinister. Scott Westerfield's Shatter City, the second audiobook in the young adult science fiction dystopian imposter series, gives Therese a performance to highlight her skills in voice acting. While Frey is on a mission to find her missing twin sister, she learns that the citizens of a neighboring realm are able to control their emotions through an arm patch, press calm when stressed, or buzz when feeling drained, for example. Therese meets the two main challenges of this audiobook spot on pacing, to match the action scenes and changes in vocal tone to mimic the effects of the synthesized emotions. Most women can relate to the issues explored by journalist Gemma Hartley in her audiobook titled Fed Up, Emotional, Labor, Women, and the Way Forward. In this accessible audiobook, Hartley examines the narrow path women travel when balancing personal fulfillment with the fact that they're still the primary managers of their family's physical and emotional spaces. Through science, interviews, and personal stories, Hartley offers both empathy and advice for rising above outdated cultural norms. Therese takes a conversational tone, clearly distinguishing between quotes and narrative text, making it easy for listeners to get the most out of this important text. 5 questions. Whether I pick up a romantic fiction or a treatise on true life relationship politics, I count on Therese Plummer to skillfully guide me through the audiobook. After many hours of listening to her performances, I thought it was time to get to know her. Read on and see how she answered my questions. Audiophile. What is the one thing you wish you had known before you recorded your first book? Therese Plummer. That I'm going to mess up and make mistakes and to not take myself so seriously, but to have fun telling the story. I suffer from perfectionism and was so hard on myself in the beginning to do everything right. What I wish I could tell myself in that first session recording Susan Mallory's Delicious is to have fun and just tell the story. Mike Sharzik at Audible was my engineer and helped me keep a good sense of humor. To this day, if I'm not laughing during a session with my engineer and or director, I know something's wrong. Audiophile. Tell us something surprising about yourself. Therese Plummer. I worked for 5 years as an adolescent counselor after I graduated from King's College with high honors in psychology. I utilized the arts in my therapeutic treatment plans. I came to New York City at 26 years old to pursue acting as a profession, knowing I could always be of love and service to young people in this new capacity. The universe has given me the gift of storytelling and telling my own story through podcast interviews, and I hope I've helped at least one person along the way. Audiophile. What are the pros and cons of recording a series? Therese Plummer. I was so lucky to narrate Robin Carr's Virgin River series, which then led me to Thunder Point and Sullivan's Crossing series. Pros are an amazing relationship with Robin and the fans after all these years. Cons are becoming attached to the characters and series, and it's sad when the series ends. The fans keep it all worthwhile, and now that Virgin River is heading into season 3 on Netflix, it is an absolute blast to watch Robin's stories take another form. I landed a small role in season 1, and the transition from playing every character in the audiobooks to one role in the television series was so easy. LOL. Audiophile. What's your go-to beverage when recording? How about after recording? Therese Plummer. I will have multiple beverages in the booth with me and hope to God I will not spill anything. Some of my faves are water, coffee, tea, and kombucha, as well as pomegranate, Burt's Bees balm for my lips. Talking all day makes for a dry lip. This combo has helped me tell many a story. After my session, it's usually room temperature water and a lot of it. I won't talk much either. Audiophile. Is it difficult to avoid foreshadowing, especially when recording a book with a twist? Therese Plummer. I love this question. Personally, there is nothing worse than figuring out who the killer is early on because of giveaways. I have learned, even though I know who the killer is and how the book will end, to stay in the moment and stay with the story. Honoring the text and the plot with all its twists and turns in real time, makes it so enjoyable for the listening. I'm a huge crime fan and love to honor these stories with all the acting chops I've got. And that concludes our five questions with narrator Therese Plummer. This is just a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's April-May issue. It's the magazine that wants you and your kids and your teens to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, now we'll turn our attention to our reviews in young adult listening. And our first review today is an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Here is a review of The Black Friend by Frederick Joseph. It's an earphones winner, read by Mabaka Johannes. Narrator Mabaka Johannes replicates the inviting conversational tone of Frederick Joseph's audiobook, which is aimed at a white audience. Johannes builds a relationship with listeners as he weaves together Joseph's stories of experience with racism, his own and those of the activists he interviews, such as author Angie Thomas and sports journalist Jamel Hill. As Joseph introduces and reflects on anti-racist practices, Johannes amplifies his sincere and frank tone. The audiobook addresses issues such as systemic racism, cultural appropriation, and becoming an active accomplice, and includes resources such as An Encyclopedia of Racism and People and Things to Know. The balance of humor and sincerity creates a powerful audio for parents and teens to share. Susie Wild wrote that review of The Black Friend by Frederick Joseph. It's an earphones winner, read by Mabaka Johannes, available from Brilliance Audio Candlewick for 5 hours on abridged ages 12 and up. Next, we have a review of One of the Good Ones. It's written by Maika and Maritza Mulit. It's read by Bonnie Turpin, Jordan Cobb, and Carolyn Smith. The voices of three narrators help to guide listeners through this multi-layered, non-linear story. Jordan Cobb anchors the audiobook with her low-pitched, passionate portrayal of Kezi, an ambitious Black activist who dies in police custody. Interspersed with Kezi's description of the events surrounding her unjust arrest are interludes from Shakira, a runaway and aspiring actress, voiced with gravitas by Carolyn Smith. Completing the narrative counterpoint is Bonnie Turpin's raw and angry performance as Happy, Kezi's younger sister. She struggles with private grief and public outrage after Kezi becomes a martyr. While the plot is complex, as are the themes of sisterhood, generational trauma, and respectability politics, the compelling narration ensures that listeners will remain engaged from start to finish. Rebecca Honeycutt wrote that review of One of the Good Ones by Maika and Maritza Mulit. It's read by Bonnie Turpin, Jordan Cobb, and Carolyn Smith, and it's available from Harlequin Audio for 9.75 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next in young adult listening, we have The Surprising Power of a Good Dumpling by Y. Chim, read by Christina Ho. Savor a deliciously enjoyable performance by Christina Ho in a scrumptious coming-of-age story. Teenager Anna struggles to see a bright future because she puts her siblings first when her depressed mother is frequently bedridden. When she decides to help at her father's restaurant, she is completely charmed by Rory, their new delivery guy. Ho expertly narrates a large cast of quirky, authentic characters, creating a well-rounded listening experience. She gives listeners a strong sense of Anna's strained relationship with her mother and her feelings for Rory, who is also affected by depression. Listeners will find the bittersweet story and Ho's charismatic narration nothing short of delectable. Gina Monti wrote that review of The Surprising Power of a Good Dumpling. It's written by Y. Chim, and it's an Earphones winner read by Christina Ho. It's available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 8 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next, we have Concrete Rose by Angie Thomas, an Earphones winner read by Dion Graham. Narrator Dion Graham shines bright in this YA prequel set 17 years before the events in The Hate U Give. Narrating in the first person as Maverick, Graham is tasked with delivering internal and external dialogue. We hear the fast-paced, sometimes frantic thoughts of a black teenage boy in way over his head, dealing drugs in order to help his mother take care of his family. In those moments, Graham sounds like a poet, and the rhythm of his narration carries listeners away. When Maverick speaks aloud, his tone changes, depending on whom he is speaking to. When Graham slips between the internal and external voices, listeners feel as though they are living inside this emotionally fraught, well-paced audiobook. Listeners should plan on setting aside a full day because once they start listening, they won't want to stop. Anthony Farina wrote that review of Concrete Rose by Angie Thomas, an Earphones winner read by Dion Graham. It's available from Harper Audio for 8.25 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next we have Mirror's Edge, Imposters, Book 3 by Scott Westerfield, read by Therese Plummer. Therese Plummer narrates the third installment in the Imposters series, set in a world where palace intrigue and sci-fi action exist side by side. Plummer's best work comes during the quiet moments as the main characters come to terms with the trauma of having been born a disposable twin to a father who wants her dead. Plummer's ability to switch between an angry warrior and a vulnerable teenaged girl is believable and raw. The pace of this audiobook is breakneck. It takes place over the course of 3 days during a rescue mission in the middle of a war zone. Plummer's narration makes listeners feel as though they are running, falling, and fighting along with the cast, and don't plan to hit a pause. Anthony Farina wrote that review of Mirror's Edge, Imposters, Book 3 by Scott Westerfeld, read by Therese Plummer. It's available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 7.5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next review in Young Adult Listening is The Bridge by Bill Konigsberg, an Earphones winner, read by Marin Ireland. Erin and Tilly are two depressed teens whose shared story plays out in four different scenarios, all narrated by Marin Ireland in a moving performance. They meet on the George Washington Bridge when both are contemplating jumping, and the story unfolds to detail what happens if one, both, or neither dies by suicide. Erin is a musician whose songs, written by Konigsberg when he was a teenager and hauntingly performed by Ireland, never get the recognition he craves. The third scenario, in which both teens die, describes the countless ways Erin's and Tilly's friends, family, and even strangers are changed irreparably by the loss, demonstrating the concept that everyone matters. Ireland excels, in particular, in her narration of Erin's manic episode, in which she employs mania's signature fast-paced, intense speech. Shira Pilarski wrote that review of The Bridge by Bill Konigsberg, an Earphones winner read by Marin Ireland. It's available from Scholastic Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Winter Keep, Graceling Realm, Book 4. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kristen K. Shore, read by Xanthi Elbrick. Xanthi Elbrick, narrator of two other audiobooks in the Graceling Realm series, here uses tone, mood, and accents to distinguish characters and transition between settings. 5 years after Queen Bitterblue has assumed rule of her country, she is en route by ship to the Kingdom of Winterkeep to investigate the disappearance of her diplomats when she is swept overboard and kidnapped. Elbrick subtly shifts between fantastical elements like tender empathic sea creatures and telepathic foxes and realistic characters and situations like the heartbroken daughter of two prominent Winterkeep politicians and the unrealized love of Bitterblue and Gidden, her defender. These disparate elements create a unified whole that speaks to the power and caring that transcend the story's treachery. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Winterkeep. Graceling Realm, Book 4 by Kristen K. Shore. It's an Earphones winner, read by Xanthi Elbrick, and it's available from Listening Library for 16.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Our next review is Admission by Julie Buxbaum, read by Julia Whalen. Narrator Julia Whalen gives listeners the fictionalized perspective of a high school student who is caught up in a college admissions scandal. The audiobook swings back and forth in time as Chloe Berenger tells her story. In the present, when the scandal breaks, Whalen's voice is weary, broken, and sad. When the time frame moves to the past, Whalen affects an upbeat, naive tone. The story has many female characters, and Whalen manages to slip in and out of them with such ease that the dialogue tags become superfluous. The plot and characters are compelling, and Whalen is at the top of her game. Listeners should not make any other plans once they hit play. Anthony Farina wrote that review of Admission by Julie Buxbaum, read by Julia Whalen. It's available from Listening Library for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have A Sky Beyond the Storm and Ember in the Ashes, Book 4 by Saba Tahir, an Earphones winner read by an ensemble of narrators. Fiona Hardingham, Catherine Lee McEwen, Steve West, Maxwell Caulfield, and Nikki Masood narrate the conclusion to the epic Ember in the Ashes saga. Leia and her companions must stop the Nightbringer and his djinn forces before they destroy the world. Hardingham and West voice Leia and Elias, the soul catcher, whose emotional arcs reaches deeply satisfying conclusion, while Caulfield voices the anguished Nightbringer. But of all the narrators, it is McEwen as Helene, the Bloodshrike, who delivers the most masterful performance. Each time Helene is forced to choose between her happiness and her duty, McEwen perfectly captures the turmoil that her choice engenders, as well as the sorrow and regret she feels for the path not taken. Katie Poley wrote that review of A Sky Beyond the Storm and Ember in the Ashes, Book 4 by Saha Taylor. It's an Earphones winner read by an ensemble of narrators, and it's available from Listening Library for 17 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Hold Back the Tide. It's by Melinda Salisbury, and it's an Earphones winner read by L. Newlands. This eerily beautiful tale draws on Scottish folklore, creating a unique listening experience. Narrator L. Newlands' Scottish brogue is the perfect voice for young Alva, who is planning to escape her isolated, fearful life on the loch with her father, who is suspected of having murdered her mother 7 years earlier. Newlands will have listeners on the edge of their seats as Alva tells the story of the water disappearing and monsters appearing from caves no longer buried under the lock. The harshness of her father, the arrogant bullying of Giles, the judgmental voices of the residents of Ormskoala, and the doubting, then believing voices of her only friends, Grant and Wren, add to the atmosphere of this well-constructed horror story. Nancy McCarty wrote that review of Hold Back the Tide. It's written by Melinda Salisbury. It's an Earphones winner read by L. Newlands, and it's available from Scholastic Audio for 8.25 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Moving on with young adult listening, we have Say Her Name. It's written by Zeta Elliott, and it's an Earphones winner read by Channy Waits. Channy Waits' expressive narration further heightens the impact of Zeta Elliott's paean to Black girls and women. By turns gentle, melodious, animated, and dramatic, Waits matches her pitch and pacing to the themes in Elliott's poetry, microaggressions like hair touching, brutality, enslavement, and resistance. In a reflection of the title, some poems take a hard look at the painful circumstances of women who were killed by racial violence. Also included are recognition of trans women, the need for self-care, and poems that have influenced Elliott's own writing. The importance of this brief audiobook cannot be overestimated. It offers an exceptional performance paired with soaring poetic contemplation on racism and how to fight against it. Sharon Grover wrote that review of 2021 Audie's finalist, Say Her Name by Zeta Elliott. It's an Earphones winner read by Channy Waits, and it's available from Recorded Books for 1.5 hours of unabridged listening, ages 14 and up. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when you'll hear reviews in fiction, including an Earphones winning review of The Secret Lives of Church Ladies by Deesha Filior, read by Janina Edwards. We also have a narrator interview with Lamise Isaac. And so until next time, thanks for listening.